Welcome to day 18 of the 30-day Overcoming Call Reluctance coaching system. This is Nancy, and if you look at number one in your manual, it says, write down the first thing you would do if you were financially free, meaning your bills are paid for, you have enough money to do what you want, when you want, and with whom you want. So whether you want to imagine that you won the lottery or that a rich uncle passed away and left you $10,000 a week for life, whatever it is, you now have enough money to cover your bills and basically to get whatever it is that you want. So what is it that you would want right away? Or what would you do with the money right away? Well, I went through this exercise, but a little bit different. So let me share with you how I did it. I took out a blank checkbook and I was told to imagine, this is when I was having trouble figuring out what I would do with such an abundant lifestyle, because that's not how I was raised. I was given the instruction to imagine that I was given $1,000 a day, but not just $1,000 each day. Every day I got $1,000 more. So on day one, I got $1,000. On day two, $2,000, $3,000, $4,000, $5,000. And every day I had to spend the full amount. Well, as you can imagine, day one, two, and three were pretty easy to spend that money. Day four, a little bit more challenging. But by the time I was getting $6,000 and $7,000, it was really hard to figure out what to spend it on. And, you know, I started giving it away to charities and buying people cars and houses. And I think what I found through that exercise was, you know, the first things we think about when we, if we were to imagine getting an influx of cash like that, would be to take care of our necessities. So the first thing I was doing was, you know, buying a new car and buying a home and paying the mortgage and buying furniture and basically those, you know, necessities that we have in life. Then I went into luxury mode and I bought myself a diamond tennis bracelet and I bought myself some things I've wanted. And then I got to the point where I didn't know what to do with the money and I started giving it away. And I started finding out ways that I could help other people. And I think we'll realize that, you know, no matter how you do this exercise, that there's some basic necessities you want to take care of. But after that, money doesn't really contribute, and I've heard this over and over again, doesn't really contribute to happiness beyond some basic, your necessities being met and some basic luxuries. Because after a while, there's nothing to do with it. I mean, if you already live in a beautiful mansion, so you can buy yourself another mansion, but is that really going to contribute to more happiness? So I think what people find is at some point it becomes about helping other people. It's sure nice to have a nice lifestyle, but boy, I wouldn't want to be on my deathbed and just looking around saying, wow, well, I'm glad I bought this house, because I don't think that's what's going to be fulfilling. So think about what you would do if you really had that kind of money. Would you travel? Would you give it to others? Would you create, you know, hospital wings, trust funds? Would you pursue your passion, whatever that might be? Maybe you're an artist. Would you quit your job? I think the vast majority of people would say yes. And maybe that's the reason you're building your business to begin with. But just play with it and think about the kind of things you would do with money. I think we need to open our perspective up a bit about that. Okay, day 18, number two, write down your short-term goal. Make sure it's juicy and motivating. Number three, the caller activity that will get you closer to your short-term goal. So if you're like me, when you started this program, there was still that person you were avoiding calling. And you were calling some tough people. You were approaching some intimidating people. But there's probably someone still on your list, maybe way, way down, or way at the top even, who you haven't called. I know there is someone for me. And the story is just that I don't know how to help them. I'm not sure how to help them. That's why I haven't called. And the truth is, I'm never going to figure out how to help him unless I call him. So whatever that whoever that person is for you, move them to the top of your list today. Get it over with. You're on day 18. You've only got 12 days left. Let's take care of that today. I will do the same. And if I'm going to be around tomorrow, I will let you know what happens, because I actually take off for Texas today to spend a few days with my nieces and nephews. So I will report back, though, and let you know how that call went. And make sure you go through the rest of the page on day 18, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.